Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Pretty sweet, heavy. Yo, Laura was just telling me some of the Spanish-speaking homies is mad at the migrants too, right, Laura?
It happens a lot. Like, and listen, because people are like, they're just like, there's this whole argument of like, oh, I came here to work hard. I never had to have a handout. I never had to have this and that. You know what I mean? And there's people also who are like, yeah, but every single individual person has unique circumstances. Like, everyone is not the same.
Yo,
and true,
bro.
Like, you've seen people, yes, yo, I understand. There's people, like, that have been arrested for, like, the incident of the beating up the cop and the string of robberies that was going on in scooters. Yes, I understand that. But to paint every single person with the same brush is really ignorant to me. Not everybody is the same.
How many migrants are there? Do we know about? Was it about 100,000?
Bro, a lot. And yes, to everybody, it's way more than we can handle. Yes, I agree with you. Like on
it's
the side,
not 100,000 like, people out here wilding, bro. It's like, it's a few. And
yeah.
And, you know, I always say this. People, social services in our society have helped a lot of different groups. Some people have always called that, quote, handouts, welfare, Section 8. Shelter support, standing in line for food at the church, the free box of food.
Yeah, yeah.
There's different levels of support, man. And yeah, nah, it's not what you want. I get it.
Yes.
But to act like all of these people who are coming here to try to figure out a way to have a better life and get out of there. Unstabilized, destabilized nations, violent nations that have been made that way because of American foreign policy, and now it's landing on our doorstep, and it has been for decades, by the way. It's sad, man. But I get that everybody's frustrated, too.
Of course, because we're already facing a housing crisis. You know, people are barely able to make ends meet. Rent is insane. Like, I currently have two friends who have jobs, are desperately looking for a place to live, and they cannot afford an apartment. They cannot. So I understand that. I don't have the answers, but I'm just saying, just educate yourself if you have such a strong, hateful opinion on how the system works. People who have actually tried to file in the proper paperwork and take, you know, quote unquote, the right legal route to get here, it has taken them years.
Well, not only that, Laura, if it ever happens. Laura, keep
it 100.
I'm talking
about like 11 to 12 years.
Keep it 100. If you're trying to come to America from a nation that has a terrible government, America can't sift through the validity and the trustworthiness of the individuals trying to apply for paperwork correctly, they're not letting anybody in from those nations.
Of course. Of course. And look, all I'm just saying, like, the way people are just so hateful. They're just so hateful. I'm like,
well, I stopped short of being mad at the individuals who are the victims. Right? Like, how are you mad at a mom and a dad and their kids who just, you know,
are
have
just
nothing.
trying to survive.
Well, or how are you mad at the furniture store man who's like, yo, y'all can stay here for $300 a month
until we figure it out?
Until it's figured out. How you mad at that guy?
don't know. What do you think their angle is?
I mean, it, you know.
What about how many stories every day just have the word migrants thrown in front of it, by the way?
Yes, yes.
There are mad news stories. Migrants, migrant man does blah, blah, blah. Like, are y'all really doing... You really
but that's why I'm telling you, it's people have developed this like this. They're just numb, and they're turned into like the boogeyman now. And now everybody's, you know what I mean? It's like this whole hateful rhetoric towards people who are just trying to survive. And like I said, I'm not saying all of them. I don't have the answers. And yes, there's people who are in New York City who are like, yo, we've been waiting for affordable housing. I cannot afford this. I get it. Our schools are crowded. I get it. I get it. Like I said, I don't have the answer. I'm coming from the angle. I just have empathy. You know what I mean? That's it.
Well, and I just don't know how you'd be mad at somebody who's or a family who's really the victims trying to figure it out. That's where I just can't. I can't really be on that type of time. And are there idiots doing stupid stuff?
Yes.
For sure. But, you know, it doesn't make up the total bunch. And to act like it makes up the total bunch, you're doing the same thing we've always done in this country, is lump people into a group based on the behavior of the worst of the bunch.
There you go.
Right? Whether you're doing it to Jewish people, whether you're doing it to black people, whether you're doing it to Sikhs, whether you're doing it to, you know, people from India.
Yeah.
Nigerians. I remember when people used to be mad at Nigerians. I remember when people was mad at Haitians.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, and I know there's people who are like, yo, with my, you know, they were sending Haitians back. They was rounding them up and sending them back. You know, it's a different time. And is that really what we want to happen right now?
And by the way, people have been... I don't know if
people
you looked
do
at
get
the
sent. I don't know if people pay attention yet.
A
get sent
lot
back.
Of people get sent
of
back.
Course.
A lot. A yeah. lot. So anyway,
no,
that
tough.
Was just this one.
But you know, it's one of those scenarios, Laura, where you see people's true colors. And it's a lazy take, in my opinion, to just be mad at migrants.
But isn't this what I literally brought up yesterday? That people should. Your opinions are not really judged on how you stand up and handle things that are your own group.
Right.
How do you act when it's about another group? Because it could be great that you stand up for Israel or Black Lives Matter or whatever your thing is, but the second you see a group that doesn't, you don't relate to the category, you're like, nah, send them back. That's way more telling about who you are as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, let's play the game that lives up to its
yes,
name.
Yes, yes. Let's get into our
the
shenanigans.
The game yeah, that lives up to its name. It's Thursday already, and we're supposed to get sunshine today, right? We got rain yesterday. We're going to get rain again all day
that
Saturday, so
night.
It says.
Let me that win last night like, felt like the end.
What? It was like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it was getting busy, right? For like it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours, right?
Yeah, and it's still cold right now.
Oh, yeah, it's
the real feel is in the high teens.
Yeah, it's cold out there, y'all.
It's real.
That's what the battle you was witnessing last night. That's why it was so windy.
Oh, yeah?
It was a battle between warm and cold last night. There's a war going on outside.
Facts. Nobody's safe. That
no dog is safe from.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it really feels like 20 right now. It's only going up to... going up to 44, so they say.
But what's the real?
The real feel will be like 40. That's the real.
Still got a bundle up, but you know.
Yeah, and then tomorrow similar. Friday, Saturday rain all day, but high 52, and then Sunday is the day. That's where you make your plans. Okay. High 63,
what?
And partly cloudy, or should I say partly sunny and mostly cloudy. But 63 is the high, no rain on Sunday. It's going to be magical. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. We got on the line right now. We got, let's see
Jess.
Here. Jess. What's up, Jess?
Hello. How's it going?
We are great today. Thanks for joining the program.
Hi,
where
Jess.
Are you calling us from?
Hi. I'm from Long Beach.
Long Beach, Long Island.
Long Beach.
Zing.
Appreciate y'all out there in Long Beach. We got Ray on the line, too. Ray.
What's goody? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Bless, Ray. Where are you calling us from,
Hi,
sir?
Ray.
Currently, right now, I'm in Bushwick, Brooklyn, but I'm calling from Uniondale, Long Island.
Uniondale. in the building.
Uniondale, what up?
Also, Bushwick, what up? How's things going over in Bushwick? It's changing a lot over there.
Yeah, you know what? I just work out here, man, but it's definitely a change in our progress.
You own your crib over in Bushwick? Y'all got money like that?
No. I don't live out here in Bushwick. I work out here, so I'm on my way to work.
Oh, you work in Bushwick. Got it. But you live in Uniondale. Got you. All right, Jess, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee's got the question. Jess, who you got representing you, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to have to go with Laura Styles.
All right, now.
Perfect. Let's go.
It's right. Time for Laura.
Never.
Lose.
Go. Trump just beat Nikki Haley.
Ebro. In Michigan.
Incorrect. No. Beat Nikki Haley in which state that she was once governor of?
Oh, that one.
Wait, oh, my God, I know this.
Three.
Yeah, you do.
Two.
Nikki Haley was governor of, I want to say, oh, my God, what is she governor?
Oh, come on.
Which date on the calendar is considered a leap day?
Ebro. Today, February 29th.
That's a fact. Yes. Which rapper is asking his fans to boycott Adidas?
Ebro. Kanye West.
That's what he's doing. Canberra is the capital of Ebro.
Canberra. I know this, man.
Three, two. One.
I don't know.
Is the capital of which country?
Come on, I know this.
Man,
you're gonna be so mad when he tells us we're losing.
And Australia.
Australia.
What?
Who I don't know has just been sued?
Laura.
Oh, go ahead, Laura.
I don't know.
Run with it.
Who's recently been sued?
Mad people.
I mean, Diddy.
There you go.
Diddy is the answer.
Hey.
Laura got it right, but Ebro wins.
Oh, no. I hate when that happens.
Dang.
Hate when that happens.
Canberra. Honestly, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought you knew that. Ray, we did it, though, baby. Uniondale in the building.
My man. Good luck.
You know what I'm saying? It's love. I don't know what you win because I didn't read it, but Laura did.
Tickets to see Fabio Foreign live at the Brooklyn Paramount on Saturday, May 18th for the Pain and Love 2 tour.
Yeah, Fabio. Fabio got another record with Meek Mill, I think, that dropped last night, too. That's kind of fire. Meek Mill, they had Meek Mill under pressure yesterday on the socials.
Bro.
About that Diddy allegation. What else you got coming up in the flashing lights, Laura Stout?
Well, we'll dive into that later because it's a long discussion. But Cardi B is dropping on Friday.
Okay.
Dropping something new. Everyone's really excited about it. And we'll give you more details and play you a little clip coming up, flashing lights.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Styles. Let's go.
Okay, man. Okay. So, what a surprise! Cardi B is teasing a new song on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Barty previewed a track sampling Missy Elliott's "She's a Bitch," and so they're saying this is a freestyle, but. Hopefully,
what does that mean anymore?
I don't know anymore, Ebro.
It's off the top of the dome?
Because that's what a freestyle means to me, I don't think people follow that anymore.
One take Cardi, you think?
Guys,
we're not doing that.
You.
Yo, Rosenberg, they threw on Tribe by 12 on this joint. She just came off top of the dome.
Stop. Laura just said, I mean, that's what freestyle means to me. I mean, how many years has that been dead for? Come on, let's not even.
Listen, we know what this is. Yes. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, Offset put up a clip on Instagram, on mute, by the way, no sound, like listening to a song. And he wrote, "Stop being scary and drop the album. This ish goes crazy." Mm. So,
it must be that J. Rude Damager come clean with her spitting bars on top of the dome.
That's what it has to be.
Has to.
No bone, keep it real, maybe.
Ooh! Over to keep it thorough beat.
But I will say this. I'm excited to hear it. We give opinions on the show, right?
That's what we're paid to do.
I wish Cardi, and we had this conversation with her when we had her on, about like, you know, letting go and stop overthinking. You got this. Like, even stuff like this. Do you need a 4-day rollout for a, quote, freestyle? Just drop the joint.
I think some of that's out of their control, though, depending on your deal with the labels.
Someone's setting her up, though.
Yes, the labels.
They're making it more complicated, making people analyze and review. If you just drop little joints here and there, it's easier.
Boom.
Just let it fall out the sky.
That's it. But I'm excited to hear it. We'll play it tomorrow.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 41 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, there's new Meek Mill out here. It was on his dome piece.
The new I'm Not Gay remix?
Yeah. It was on Meek's head. Hey, you.
You got to fill me in.
On how they was on Meek? And why?
Yeah, like how they were on him, though. Like, was it...
Not just asking, yo, are the allegations true? Answer the question. Why are you doing all this talking with, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then Meek is going at academics. And academics is like, I don't know what you're mad at me for. It was in the documents. Like, I was just reading from the documents. But I think Meek Mill want to slap the ish out of academics anyways. Well, it was just all of that.
I mean, he's human. You know what I'm saying?
It was all of that. But it's on the heels of, you know, Meek dropping new music. So then people was like, yo, this allegation comes out. Now you're trying to distract us with music. I mean, look, I'm here for Meek's music, man. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't know if I care too much about all the other stuff. But I think I could get us a record from Meek Mill this morning. Then we got Cardi music. It's going to be an interesting weekend, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. The sun is shining right now. And we got congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die and Curved on the way. Thank you for locking into this here program. We love you.
WQHT FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Jersey. She from Jersey, right? Cast One?
Yes, sir. Honey Baby.
Honey Baby blowing up.
Fire.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining 97 Minutes of Commercial Free Music. The sun is looking amazing outside right now. It is cold, though. It is very, very cold. So just easy with all that. Easy. Who sent me a picture of Eric Adams looking like Donald Trump? Who sent it? Is that you, Cass?
I came across that picture and I was like, this is too good to not put in the group chat.
You can't. Yo, it looks crazy, bro. It looks crazy. Super crazy. Yo, hit me with the button. I don't have a congratulations. You played yourself today.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. Yeah, playing yourself.
I don't have one. Playing yourself. I don't have like a... I was going to do Meek Mill over explaining on the internet, which is basically...
That's it right there for you.
But I thought that's what you were going to do.
Oh. There's nothing wrong with it. Hey, yo, there's nothing wrong with the tag team. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
Wow.
We do have to hit me on account of why are you explaining in detail to show that you're not gay? Because apparently, because he was mentioned in this new Diddy lawsuit, supposedly, we don't know what the details are they're suggesting about him, but someone's making it, they're making it sound like
the accuser in the thing says that Diddy said. So a part of the lawsuit is this person saying that Diddy said that there was an act between Diddy and a rapper from Philadelphia who used to date Nicki Minaj.
Got it. So he was alleged.
He's alleging that Diddy told him something in his lawsuit. Not that Meek Mill has anything to do with any abuse that took place against this guy. He just felt like putting Meek's name in this paperwork.
And it's really about this unnamed, quote-unquote, rapper. He's mentioned being on Diddy's yacht where they were allegedly seen with underage girls, sex workers, just... You know, but it's all he said, she said. And well, yes, they describe him as a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
And so then the internet's obviously start coming from Meek Mill yesterday of like, yo, answer. We need, you know how, you know, we need answers.
That's right.
You got 24 hours to respond. Right.
So thousands of unnamed people you don't know are screaming at you to give them an answer.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, all right, I'm going to. And his attempt at answering was being like, I'm not gay. Let me explain how much I love having sex with women. And for that, you get the button.
No more.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Overexplaining? But like, okay, so what do you do in this scenario where people are saying something about you that's untrue?
If you're not cheating on your wife, and your wife says something to you like, I know you, when you were out, did you talk to... You go, oh, yeah, babe, that's exactly what happened. You joke about it because it's so ridiculous to suggest it. If you're a cheater, you might be, whoa, hold on now. Last night, I was out with my friends. I did this. Yo, calm down, bro. Why are you explaining so much?
Right.
You're doing, thou doth protesteth too much. And in Meek's case, I think he just got too excited and angered by the internet. And then Laura was reading me some of the things he was saying. I was like, my man, this...
Too far.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was triggered because I think he wants to beat up academics, too.
Right. But what did academics do in this case?
Well, academics was the one who stirred the pot in the first place. Well, and let me just add on to this this lawsuit, this current one. You know, there's also been reports that two women have come forward saying they're falsely ID'd as underage in this current allegation against Diddy. So two women have alleged, according to Diddy's lawyers, have come forward because pictures of them were put in this lawsuit. And so, yeah. And they
were like, hey, we're not underage.
They were like, one of the ladies is like, yo, I'm 33. I have a child and I don't want all my business out there. Like, yo, relax.
Wow, that's crazy. I will say this one from the producer dude. It does sound a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Philanderous?
No.
Bogus?
No, but trying to take advantage of a situation. What's the...
Opportunistic?
Opportunistic. It does feel like that. That doesn't mean that some of the things he's alleging didn't happen. Obviously, at this point, if there's anything alleged about Diddy, it all is in play because of how much is out there and the payoff to Cassie. And for that, by the way, you got to hit the button. Because now, no matter what gets said, it's always going to be a conversation about whether it's true.
Congratulations. Well, the court of public opinion, you know, they're having a field day with this one. But what it does do, if this guy in this guy's suit, if it's this careless where he's put people in the suit where there's, I mean, inaccuracies in what
there's
he's
nothing
alleging,
there.
Then it throws all of his allegations of what happened to him into a tailspin, and it loses credibility, too.
Yeah, this one just does feel a little opportunistic. It happened last year. He was a producer on the project. There's a lot there that seems a little strange.
Well, and you know what? If this person at this point deserves a button, if there's women being named in this case as underage prostitutes, and they come out and say, no, I'm 33 and I'm a mom and I was just at a party.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
It's not helping. It's not what you want. Laura, what you got up today?
So this is a... So I feel like you can feel me on this one, Ebro, because we've gone to, with our kids to, you know, art, these art exhibitions, right? Mm. These immersive experiences.
Yeah, for sure.
We're trying to do something with the kids.
Laura, we love those. They're fun. We go to what's the place? Slime Arena?
Yeah.
Or took us to some
slime museum.
Yeah, and you took us to some laser light show where I laid on the floor with Kenza and Issa for an hour and stared at the ceiling.
Right. Because, you know, especially when it's cold, you want something to do with your kids, right? After you run out of all the museums. So this experience is so crazy. So there was a Willy Wonka experience, and this is in the UK. So people paid a lot of money. The tickets are like, yo, guys, $50. They're not cheap to go to these things. But it's a pop-up attraction. So when families get there, it is the most bootleg, ridiculous thing. Like, it's supposed to be Willy Wonka. So you're thinking, you know, chocolate factory, bruh. When people walked in, the pictures that I saw was like a rando lollipop in the corner with like a TV monitor and a poster that's falling apart.
Nah.
Like, it was so crazy. Hey, Rosenberg, so there's this room, right? And they're calling it like the bubble lemonade room. And the way it's described, it's like a room where the air sparkles with floating bubbles and rivers of sparkling lemonade, you know? Bruh, it is a fold-out table with cups of lemonade just like lined up. Like if it was beer pong.
LLJ.
J. Cool.
Yo, and Willy Wonka's from London. How they doing him dirty like this? How they doing his name dirty like this in the streets?
Yo, so the pictures are so foul. Even TMZ is like posting about it because people are so upset. So all the parents are like demanding their money back. So it was just a hot shot mess. And they all deserve the button for even opening up the doors to such a disaster.
Congratulations.
If you've tuned into the program right now because you heard Candy Owens. Candy going at Rosenberg and
you think there's one person who's tuned into the show because
I just wanted to, you know, fulfill the obligation of addressing what's going on the internet with Rosenberg today and let Rosenberg know that I appreciate the promo you did yesterday for the show.
Oh, come on, I got you, bro. Real quick, so it started with 2 nights ago. I saw a picture of Joe Budden and Candace Owens together. Looks like doing promo for a Joe Budden pod.
Good. Congrats, Joe. But that's a good check. Run that on Patreon. You know what I'm saying?
So I reposted the picture and did a facepalm. And then my next post, and this is, if you listen to the show, you've literally heard Ebro and I say this countless times. I thought nothing of it, went to bed. That's how typical it is.
Well, I said, because you remember, well, hit yourself with the button. You said something that we say on the show all the time on Twitter.
Right.
Well, you get the button, because guess
Congratulations.
What? I don't know how much overlap there is.
Yeah, I said, so sick of the idea that conversations need to be had with bigots, trolls, and immoral a-holes. Mm. Exchanging ideas among smart, good people is useful. Hearing a hateful hack babble on about hate is not worth anyone's time.
There you go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I will mean this forever.
And let me add in there, trying to come to common ground.
Let's come to common ground. You make excuses for white supremacy. That's all, and that's your entire brand. Okay, we're not confined.
Yeah, and just unbridled conservatism.
And grifting and intention. Let's be honest, and intentionally grifting and trying to grift.
But I need to sit down with you. We need to come to terms.
Yeah, we should talk. And by the way, I want to remind people who are new to paying attention to politics. The Candace Owens of this type of person. Yo, I've been watching interviews and hearing conversations with Ann Coulter since 1999. This whole play has all been run a million times.
They just put a black face on it this time.
Well, there's a different feel here, but Ebro, the words are the same words. We've heard these words. So Candace apparently, I love this, Ebro. I literally slept through this. So I got to my other job yesterday, and my producer Anthony was like, "Oh man, busy day." I was like, "Not really. I worked out, took a nap. What's going on?" He was like, "Oh, she didn't see." So apparently, here's what Candace Owens said. She said, "I love this so much. I don't know who Peter Rosenberg is, but I want to thank him for freaking out about me and Joe Budden speaking with one another. By the way, didn't know the face palm emoji was considered a freak out. I did not know." Shawnee, it's not like I stuck a remote control up my... You get the idea.
Yeah.
I wrote... she said, "One of the topics me and Joe covered is who exactly is behind trying to prevent and fracture black American relationships via the media. Literally, who the hell is Peter Rosenberg, who grew up on one of the wealthiest towns in America, to step to two black people who came from nothing to tell them they shouldn't speak? Who the hell is Peter Rosenberg? Serious question." And then she wrote, "Peter Rosenberg, I would like to invite you to shut the hell up when black people are speaking with one another." But Ebro is so predictable that someone who literally trades and grifts off of hanging out with racists would call someone out on a racial on racial differences was so boringly predictable. And then lastly, she said, Peter Rosenberg is a plantation supervisor. His dad,
so she went full on racial.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a plantation supervisor.
Oh, God.
Which I don't, in this context, I don't fully understand what that means.
I don't know if he, and by the way, for the audience, Rosenberg doesn't supervise anything. I don't know if he's in charge of literally anything what about he works on. I don't know if you're the boss at any of your jobs.
I don't appreciate the honest disrespect that you're using right now. I mean, before becoming co-host on this show, Ebro actually hired me. I don't have, yeah, no, my two podcasts.
You got to remember, I was forced to hire you by the Jewish ownership. They forced me to hire a Jewish person.
No,
not because we have a large Jewish population in New York City, and I thought it would be cool to have representation at the radio station.
By the way, you need to be clear that Ebro is joking there. No, he literally individually picked me to work here. No one forced him to do so.
Matter of fact, they were like, "Why are you?"
People
why are,
take it literally.
Well, no. Yeah. Like, matter of fact, it was the other way. They were like, "Why do you want to hire this white person?"
Yeah, exactly. Just so you know, my parents don't own a radio station or work in media. She goes on to say, his dad, MJ Rosenberg, worked on Capitol Hill for Democratic senators and House members for 20 years, and then worked for AIPAC for 6 years thereafter. You have it fully backwards. My father worked for AIPAC before he worked on the Hill, but whatever. As Joe Budden and I discussed, there's a government vested interest in keeping black Americans ignorant while they are fed filth. A 70% literacy rate is proof of that. Yo, based on the two things she's told me about this conversation with Joe Budden, this is exactly why I said these conversations are not worthwhile. You're already exposing things that are boring talking points that are repeated by people on the far right and have been repeated forever and ever, which is essentially black people are to blame for all problems. Don't talk about racism. Isn't this the same person who slandered Breonna Taylor?
Yes.
And George Floyd?
Yes.
I'm sorry if I don't have time for a conversation with someone who slandered Breonna Taylor and George Floyd.
Well, listen, the fact that you don't have time for that, I got a button for you. It's called Congratulations, You Played Yourself. You need to make time for that.
Congratulations, You Played Yourself.
And I'm joking. It's not. It's actually a great use of your time. But I think the most interesting piece is she runs around with literally white supremacists. Literally white supremacists. And the whole turning point thing that she's a part of is literally some far right really, really, really aligned with overt white supremacy that I've never even seen something so overt other than the KKK. It's that overt.
She was the one wearing the White Lives Matter shirt with Kanye holding hands.
White Lives Matter, all of this stuff. So I just want to say, you know, once again, I appreciate the promo. So anybody that's tuned in because this was going on the internet yesterday, thank you very much. And secondly, I want to say,
I had no intention of that, but it worked.
No, it worked out. It was great. It was a great promo. And secondly, I like to say congratulations. You played yourself, Candace Owens, because you literally hang out with other Jews who are white supremacists, legit white supremacists. And the fact that you're trying to make this about race when all of the talk that you do otherwise is to not be about race. No, she always tries to talk in terms
that it's
of
not
like
race.
Things ain't race.
Oh, that's a great point. So real quick, so she's hanging out with white supremacists and
that's
pushing
right.
a white supremacy agenda.
And also,
but then when people bring up race, she's like, why does everyone make everything about race? I'm tired of people complaining about race. It's not about race. Then a white person happens to bring up a conversation about his friend having a conversation with someone he doesn't respect. And it's immediately, why are you getting in the way of black people talking?
Well, no, but then tries to, and I'm using air quotes, out you as your dad being someone who is Jewish that worked at AIPAC and worked on Capitol Hill. And is now your dad's the agent, and you're the son of the agent that is operating to keep black people from having conversations.
Wait, you mean my dad, who was literally forced out of the media industry that he was in because his views are too anti-Israel?
Yeah.
That one?
Guy.
Who now has to write on a Substack with like 400 subscribers because he literally was pushed out because he's that far on the left?
Yeah, that guy.
So, yeah, but he's controlling lots of things. That's what makes me the supervisor.
That's
you're
right.
so boring. That's what I'm saying. And that's
I
why
go
I didn't
back
respond.
To you. I want to go back to the fact that you literally supervise nothing that you could. I think that's magical.
No, I supervise my house to some degree.
No, wait, seriously, well, which podcast do you supervise? Because I don't even think you supervise Juan Epp.
No, you I do. Syfe doesn't do anything.
Well, I was gonna say you don't really supervise it. You kind of it's like herding cats. Like you,
yes,
you
yes.
just kind
but I'm
of
the
like,
herder. But I'm the herder. I'm the main herder.
You're the main herder of the cats on the Juan Epp
yes.
podcast.
And on GP, like yes, I have you know a producer who will organize a bit. But I supervise. I make the decisions
on the rest of the podcast.
Do. Yes.
But so, yes, Michelle Beadle's definitely your boss on the other podcast.
No. Neither of us are. We have like a team. That's a real job where like then there's a team of people who heard both of us.
And then at Michael K, you are not even fourth in line of
supervision. No, I mean, it's the same as here. I can certainly talk about what we should talk about, but I don't boss anyone around.
WWE, you're literally what are you don't
I'm just
even,
a hired talent. I'm not remotely a boss. I'm just talent. Hey, buddy,
okay,
you're going to do this. Yeah, we get the point. Any other jobs you want to make? No, but he's right, though, because it is funny to think about what a blatant. Her entire premise was based on something that's utterly false. You know what I mean? The whole plantation supervisor. Who's the. What plantation does she even mean?
Well,
or she's just trying to tap
button
in a.
Right here. Just hit this button.
Guys, it's enough.
Congratulations.
I mean, we spent some time on it, Laura. It was hot on the internet yesterday. We need.
Hey, Laura,
we don't ever get in any trouble, Laura. Where there was nobody's getting arrested. Nobody's got charges. Nobody got anything on this program.
No.
So we were hot on the internet, or Rosenberg got us some promo. And so he was, you know, delivering on the convo.
But don't even listen to Laura. Laura really is probably proud of me. I didn't respond in one way yesterday. So if I can continue to do it just on the air and ignore. I'll tell you what I wasn't going to do. Is get in the fights with the MAGA bots on Twitter. That I wasn't going to do. So I said, if you want to talk about it on the show, that's fine. But Ebro, imagine the hornet's nest, the kind of people that are weighing in on this.
I haven't looked.
No, but just
that's
guess.
I am proud of you.
Well, you know me. I'm about to pick up my Twitter right now. Let's get busy. Oh, I'm going to start arguing with no name. My favorite is to argue with people that literally their whole Twitter handle is just letters and numbers. It's not even a name.
Just random eggs.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. It's Thursday. And all, you know, we're getting ready for Freedom Friday tomorrow. If you want to call in for Freedom Friday, the lines are
open.
Oh,
no, Ebro, this combo could bring in some dangerous Freedom Fridays right
but
here.
But also, after 8 today, we're gonna play on Risa Tisa's Who the F Did I Marry? I think we all agreed we need to go with Who the F Is My Family today. And have people call in with discoveries about their family.
Yes.
Because their whole family's a lie. Like, the whole thing is a lie. Your father, your mother, how they met, who they are. No.
Wait, it has to be that many things? I thought it was just that one piece of your family. You're like, who is this person?
No, it could be one thing. But there could be people, you know, there's going to be people who call today. It was like, yo, I just found out my father had a whole other family.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
five
absolutely.
Other kids that we just.
You'll hear that.
No, we are the other family. There's that too.
Oh, facts. We thought we were the main family. We're really the side family.
Yeah, right, crazy. Right.
That's after 8:00.
Who the hell is my family for Thursday? It's crazy.
And it's a leap day.
It is a leap day. And if you're celebrating your birthday today for the first time in 4 years, we want to shout you out. Ja Rule, I think, celebrates a birthday today finally.
Yeah, he's either 48 or 12.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Take your pick.
Good morning, everybody. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you gotta ride.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Hebrew in the Morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Y'all, I was just cracking up. There's a headline came out yesterday. Laura, you sent this in the chat. It said New York City is owed over $1 billion in unpaid parking tickets and speeding fines. And, you know,
yes.
And look, I'm sure this $1 billion could go a long way in our city. But I got to tell you, I'm glad I'm not the only one not paying my tickets. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you got people.
If you look at that, what I sent you, the slide is so funny.
Oh, it's so funny, bro.
It's one of my favorite accounts. It's called Your.NYC.
Yeah, Your.NYC is.
Your.NYC is that ish, baby. It's popping.
So them tickets funny. Add up too quick, man, with these little camera lights.
Yo, they're saying they're going to have to send John Wick himself to collect this money. Because they're not getting it from New Yorkers.
Bro.
That's for sure.
Nobody's doing 25 miles an hour like that.
Now, I got to say, I did call Easy Pass, the New Jersey office the other day. Because I couldn't find, like, you know, sometimes you have violations. You don't even know you have violations.
Right.
There's no easy way to do it. And so it doesn't go to your account, which I already have an account. So why, if my pass didn't read, why wouldn't it automatically go to an account that has an auto replenish on it? Please make it make sense.
There's no version of this that makes sense, bro. It's this.
You have my credit card.
Oh, wait, no, it does make sense. They want to take your money.
Yeah, they want to charge you more.
Yeah, no, they want to charge
you.
For a $2 toll, they want to charge me another $75 on top of it.
There you go. That's why.
Right.
But that is criminal. Listen. Uh-oh. We're going to get you. Easy Pass. You're going to get got. It's a racket. It's a mob. The MTA. The Port Authority. We're going to get to you. We're going to figure, there's no reason that if I go through an Easy Pass in New York City, or New Jersey, that my account that's in New York City shouldn't get a notification. It is 2024. I can't even unsubscribe from an email from some rando business. But you mean to tell me one of the most financially able regions in the country can't come together to figure out technology where when I go through a toll, it charges the right account?
You're asking for too much.
But Bed Bath & Beyond can keep sending me emails even though I unsubscribe.
Ebro.
And that company doesn't even exist anymore.
Hey, Ebro, don't you dare go through an extra toll. You go through an extra toll, they up your replenishment by like $200.
Wait, what? So you I don't know, understand what you're saying.
So
no.
You know, your Easy Pass, if you have it on auto replenish, they replenish by the amount. It's not always the same amount. They replenish by how much you go through the tolls. So like, let's say you average going through the tolls 10 times a month.
Yeah.
If you go 12, the next time that auto replenish it is going to hit for more than the time before.
So they just doing whatever they want with your bank account.
Whatever they want. They be like, yo, you know what? This week we going to take 300.
Nah, you know what? You went through 14 times. Yo, we taking $500.
We're going to call Rachel next for that.
We'll holler at you later, bro.
Yo, they do that. I had to take it off.
Man, call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John has stepped in the room.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
The DJ John. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. How you feeling?
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling great. You know, baby sleeping pretty good.
You getting sleep?
Getting Selassie's mom, Jazz is sleeping good. Things is good. You know, it's broken up sleep, but I'm feeling good. I don't think anybody else has anything to contribute. They don't want to talk to you, DJ John.
Oh, damn.
Nice. What are you giving to people right now when they stump you with a question?
That's sad here. Anyway, I got tickets to see Sean Paul May 9th at the Brooklyn Paramount. Tickets on sale now. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
We got a lot of Freedom Friday calls. Tony, we see you. Jennifer and Mike, we see you. We're gonna try to get you guys locked into Freedom Friday for tomorrow around this time. So we'll take those calls. On the line right now to stump DJ John, you're looking at the phone, Shawnee Coach. You don't see anybody on hold.
Yeah, nah. Not on hold yet.
It's confusing.
Yeah, very confusing.
It's a lot of Freedom Fridays.
Takes some time.
Juanito, we were talking about migrants in the city earlier today.
Okay.
And, you know, we were talking about people that we know that are showing their true colors.
Oh, really?
Angry with the migrants.
Why?
You know, acting as if all the few bad, you know, individuals that we've heard stories about represent the whole, I don't know, how many, my 80,000 migrants that are in the city right now. And you hear about three or four or five of them getting in some mess. And, you know, just like we always do, right? And by we, I mean y'all, lump the worst of a group into, like, represent the whole batch. We all do that.
Wow. It's bad.
How do you feel about the migrants as being a Mexican-American, DJ John?
I feel bad for them. And I feel bad for the position they put in. They put it into a mess, right? Nothing's really organized. And I think about my parents because, you know, how they migrated from Mexico and how they were. And other friends and family, they were also from different countries. And they came to the United States years ago.
But did they do it the right way?
There's no right way, bro. There's no right way.
Oh, no, there is. You go to get your visa. You wait 20 years.
They were sold on a BS American dream facade that's not there no more. There was never no American dream there.
Talk to him, John.
You think there was American dream? Really?
I mean, for some.
Okay, now how that worked out? Because, you know, there's other countries that get their land back, but Mexico didn't get their land back because we had California, Nevada, Texas. I mean, we go listen on and on and on.
Arizona, New Mexico.
You know?
Talk to
us. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about? This is not America. Shut up, Peter.
But back to the migrants. How you still didn't answer that? How you feel about the migrants, though? Like, are you one of the individuals that's, you know, see them in the city and you're angry that they're here?
No. They're trying to get it like everyone else trying to get it. They might get the jobs that other people don't want to get.
Might get them. Bro, they're going to do work. Yo, there's anybody complaining, I always go, yo, so you delivering food in a snowstorm? You going to deliver that Chinese food on Christmas Day at 12 a.m. on an e-bike? That's you? You want that? You want that gig? You can get that gig right now.
There's people I know who actually I know a guy that does like wedding and does events, basically, him and his crew. They came from a different country, like maybe like 70 years ago. They're doing great because they put in the work in.
They're willing to work.
Yeah.
Talk to him, John. We got Geedy on the line. Geedy is on the line to stump DJ John with a question. Geedy, good morning.
Stop being lazy, Pete.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Geedy. Thanks for joining the program. Where are you calling us from?
We're calling from the Bronx.
BX. Geedy,
BX.
Your question for DJ John. And John, what did she get? Sean Paul tickets?
Sean Paul, Brooklyn, Paramount, May 9th. Yeah, shout to Live Nation.
No, shout to Paramount. Yay. What's the Paramount Theater in Brooklyn? Is that a new name for something, or is that a new theater?
I don't know.
Nobody knows?
Is that the new King's Theater?
Did they rename King's Theater? Or is this a whole different thing?
That's a great question. I'm going to find out for you.
Find out for us, Rosenberg.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, here we go, Geedy. Your question for DJ John.
Okay, so
what's the answer?
My question for DJ John is, how long is the George Washington Bridge?
How long is the George Washington? And you want this in miles, feet?
In feet.
All right.
Like driving in traffic? How long do I get from one place to, like, during rush hour? Or
no, she wants it in feet, sir. Length of the bridge in feet.
It's a lot of feet. I'm going to say 1,500? No.
1,500 feet.
Is it 1,500?
No.
I'm going to say 5,000 feet.
5,000 feet.
That was very close. It's actually 4,760 feet.
Oh.
Yes, so close.
Geedy, you getting tickets. You're going to see Sean Paul, Brooklyn.
Thank you. Can I please give a shout out?
Of course you can give a shout out.
Okay, so this is actually my son. He is 12. His name is Javion. And he's the one who always gets lucky when he calls Hot 97.
Wow. Javion!
Hey. He puts me on the phone. It's so cool. But shout out to him and my daughter, Crystal Lee, and my other baby daughter, London.
Oh, I love the whole family, man. Love to the whole family. Now, Javion, when we start giving away cash again, you got to make sure you use your lucky skills to get in on that money.
Yeah, I put him on the phone to call now.
Exactly. Hang on, Geedy. We'll get you info, get you these tickets. Flashing lights, Tom. Laura Stiles, what's the big story right now? Mm.
So we'll talk about Diddy's latest lawsuit and why people are speculating about Meek Mill and Usher. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Should we do it now? Nah. Cash One, hit us with some.
Hey. And the Brooklyn Paramount Theater, it was a former movie palace that is now a theater.
So they converted some. There's some new heat.
Newish, yeah.
I like it. I ain't been over there yet. But I'm glad we're giving away tickets. Shout out to everybody working over there at the Paramount Theater.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, coming up though, inspired by Risa Tisa on TikTok. If you haven't heard, there was a woman put up like a 50-part story called Who the F Did I Marry? Laura, would you say it's basically about her marrying some dude who was a complete lie? Like the whole thing was just a lie.
Yes, yes. Like an extreme pathological liar.
Well, so we thought, you know what? What can we do with this? This is good. This is good. People going through this. So we were going to go, Who the F Is My Family Thursday?
Doesn't
have
I love it.
It doesn't have a ring to it, but...
Yeah. No, it does. It has some ring.
Who the F Is My Family Thursday? So, because we figured, I mean, we could do the Who the F Did I Marry thing, but it's more interesting because we find stuff out about our family where we're like, wait, what?
Right.
And who? And how am I related to this person? And so we'll take the calls.
Either they lied, they're not who they said they were, or they could even just say things and do things. You're like, well, this can't be my family.
Well, and also, too, here's the one. I got a lot of friends that have been through this. Their families came to this country and made up a story about who and what their family was to blend in American society. So that way they told their kids, you know, I got somebody who thought they was Puerto Rican and found out they wasn't even Puerto Rican.
Bro.
Wow. Their whole life, so they've been running around talking about, like, yo, my family's Puerto Rican, and, you know, they came here.
That's tough.
And they're like, now you gotta, and they're cute.
Your identity. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Oh, so nice.
You got to change favorite baseball players. There's a lot involved.
No, but back in the day, people made up whole last names. Like, you'll be like, yo, like tracking your whole life. It's all made up.
Facts.
50 years ago, they didn't know you'd have Ancestry.com. They were like, yo, we can make up a whole new identity, move to America, and just start all over again. Now you got Ancestry.com, and you're like, wait. Who am I? Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, now the discussion about the latest lawsuit against Diddy continues, and two names that have been brought up in connection with the lawsuit are Meek Mill and Usher. Now, to be clear, neither artist has been accused of any crimes, right? But in the lawsuit, an unnamed rapper is mentioned as having been on Diddy's yacht where they were allegedly seen, with underage girls and sex workers. And, you know, the person is described as a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. So, of course, the internet was like, Meek Mill, right? Because, and also mentioned is an R&B singer. And who performed at the Super Bowl and had a very successful Las Vegas residency. So that's how Usher's name came into play. So listen, Diddy's lawyers have said this is all lies. This is all a money grab. But Meek Mill yesterday was trending because he, you know, people were quickly accusing him of all kind of stuff wanted clarity, asking him if he was gay.
We need it.
Just kind of derailed on Twitter and with a series of tweets that kind of over-explaining how he's not gay, but some of the tweets were just
always the congratulations you played yourself, right? Like, if you jump on out here trying to over-explain, that's like schoolyard 101.
Saying too much, dog.
Say, yo, when people start making allegations in school back in the day and you walk in the lunchroom.
What had happened was, no,
and you're the obity, and be like, oh, see, you didn't have your together.
And it didn't help because Meek Mill became, like, he was obviously angry, and academics was kind of steering the pot and kind of, you know. So, and the whole internet started coming for him. So he was just very, very defensive.
Well, it's great promo because he got new music dropping, I think, tonight.
So that works out.
You know, so it works out. But, you know, Twitter always comes from Meek Mill. I don't know if y'all know that.
Yeah, that's a weird relationship, the Twitter-Meek Mill relationship.
Also, in that lawsuit, Laura, it should be noted that two of the women alleged in that lawsuit against Diddy have come out and said that they're not underage. They're actually 33. One of them is like, yo, I'm 33 and I'm a mom, and please leave my name out of this. And she blurred out her face. Or they or the lawyers blurred her face out.
Yeah, there were screenshots of parties, and they were like, when describing the underage girls, and yes, they came out, but like, definitely not underage. We are, you know, grown women, so. But we'll see, man. We'll continue to see how this develops because there's definitely going to be more coming out of this. So.
Oh, for sure.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:05, a high of 41 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
David, hang on. He's got one for Who the F is My Family. Sharon's got one. Who the F is My Family. That's the combo coming up. Who the F is My Family? How am I related to these people? Am I really related to these people?
Please.
Great question.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 90.
Hey, vibes. Yo, Shiny, this right here, this is walking through a fly resort hotel lobby right here.
You feel that?
You know what I'm saying? Where we at? Shall we in?
No, you got the free drink. They got the free drinks. Where's the free drinks at?
Well, yo, they walk out with
free.
That.
No, they free as soon as you get there.
No, they free as soon as you check into the resort.
Yeah, they free.
Right.
Oh.
Come on, the check-in drink, Shawnee.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Now you walking in and you just like, you feel the energy. You're not where you used to be. You're in a new place.
And the people who work at the resort, for some reason, they know how to walk and it looks like they're floating. And you're like, yo.
Right.
Y'all actually do this for a living.
Everybody,
this is crazy.
Greets you with a smile. Good morning.
Some sort of guava papaya mixture.
You know what I mean? Would you like a refill?
I don't know about you guys, but my fiance, Jazz, whatever the fragrance is that's in the lobby, when she smells it, we're gonna spend the entire time trying to locate this fragrance. She doesn't care who she has to talk to. She's locating said fragrance and bringing it home.
I've seen that move. Yeah.
Where is this for sale? And if it's not for sale, who made it? I want to meet them.
Right.
Hilarious.
They need to tell me how they made it because we're going to try to make it when we get home.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Listen, T-Bro, Lauren Rosenberg, thanks for checking in. We have decided today's a great time for you to call in on the phone lines and tell us, who the F is your family?
Mm.
Were you taken aback, flabbergasted,
yes.
Guffawed even, when you found out stories about your family? Now, this was inspired by Risa Tisa the other day, this young lady who put up a 50, 70, 90 part, whatever it was, TikTok about, TikTok about a dude that she married, apparently, allegedly, that turned out to be a complete lie. Did the same thing happen in your family?
It makes sense, Ibra, because during this 50-part, you know, expose, she definitely contacts the family and finds out that it's all lies. So families are definitely, you know, it happens. It happens whether you want to participate or not. You can't control what your cousin, your brother, your aunt, your uncle are doing.
What? And this isn't just lies, though. This could be something, you know, scams. Well, I guess those are lies.
Yeah, anything.
You know, or even something more egregious.
Hidden families.
The side family. And Rosemary, you dropped a gem earlier when you said the family calls in and thinks they were the main family and they were really the side family.
Yo, that's crazy. Right. And obviously that has happened to many people. No, my dad travels a lot. He's usually gone like half the year, almost all holidays.
That's right.
Wait a second.
He's working.
Why are you never here for Christmas? He's always here the day after Christmas. Weird.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. Let's go to David on the line, Shawnee Culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David, who the F is your family? What happened?
Yo, I don't even know who my family is nowadays, man. It's crazy. But all my life, I knew my Aunt Willamette as my aunt. And when she passed, come to find out, they're like, oh, well, your second cousin, Aunt Willamette passed. And I'm like, second cousin? I thought it was my aunt. So all this time I'm thinking this is my aunt. You know, I loved her nevertheless, you know, no more or less. But I just, you know, I thought she was my aunt, and it comes to find out she's my second cousin.
On top of that,
then I heard a story that's not even my second cousin. It's her family actually raised my mom when my mom's parents passed. So because they raised her, we called them, you know, I guess they called them cousins or aunts or whatever the case may be.
We do that all the time. Yeah. We got uncles, aunts, you know, that's a loose term.
Yeah.
Cousins. It's loose out here.
Yeah, but it's relatable, you know?
For sure. Thanks for your call, David. Sharon's on the line. Sharon, who the F is your family, Sharon? Or did we lose Sharon?
Yeah, I don't see Sharon.
You know, you lost Sharon. Damn it.
Sharon.
Yeah, but
Sharon.
We got Max. Too crazy.
Let's go to Max.
No, that was light, Johnny. Very
that
light.
That was light.
That was light.
So many uncles and aunties we got that ain't related.
For sure. But the fact that he was really upset about it. He was like, wait, I thought it was my aunt. And they're like, no, it's your cousin. He's like, wait.
You weren't being literal. She's not my actual aunt, bro.
I hate this family.
I hate this. I can't trust any of you. She's a cousin, not an aunt.
Oh, my God.
Max.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Who the F is your family? What happened?
My father died a few years back. And right before he passed, he gave me the key for his lockbox to go and clear it out. So my grandmother and I went to the bank to clear out his lockbox, and I pull out a piece of paper, and she snatches it from my hand before I can see it. And so, like, I got it back, and it says that my father, when he first came to this country, my family's from Belize, he married some random woman in Chicago and had the marriage certificate and the divorce certificate.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that he married another woman to get his citizenship here in this country before he got here.
There you go. You guys didn't do it the right way, did you? You cheated the system. You're as bad as these migrants out here.
Shout out to her, though. Shout out to her. We made it.
There you go.
That's right. Big shout out to her.
There you go, Max. We got Will on the line. Will, we're talking about who the F is your family. Some big discovery. You learned it was all a lie, or it was something more salacious than that. What do you got, Will?
All a lie. So grandmother, grandfather had 5 kids. Grandfather was married to grandma the whole time, found out that none of the kids were his, but they all had his last name, all raised in the house.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Grandma was out here getting her cheeks fleeced out here.
Lord.
So till this day, we don't know if my grandfather just couldn't produce, or we don't know what the problem was, if they had an arrangement. We have no idea. But Pete Gay, so we grew up north. We used to go down south to visit grandma and grandpa, and my dad would always stop at this dude's house to visit him. Mm. Found out when we were like 30, that was actually my dad's real biological father, lived literally walking distance from my grandmother.
Wow.
Grandma was out here using them clappers to get it done, boy.
Yo, by the way, we're not going to just blow past how disrespectfully, casually Ebo dropped grandma getting her cheeks fleeced. What is wrong with you, bro? That's nuts, bro.
It's too far. It's too far.
And we don't even know. First of all, where do you even come up with that? Well, I've never heard the word fleeced used in this context. It doesn't even make sense. You literally. Yo. When it comes to describing,
like you say, you don't know if they had an arrangement. Like you don't.
Either
know.
Way, okay. So let me ask you this.
Here we go.
So, bro said she had 5 different baby daddies. So let's say they did have an arrangement, and let's say grandpa couldn't, you know, his swimmers wasn't swimming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's say that was a fact. He couldn't get it done. Why didn't she just stick with one dude? Why she had to have 5 different dudes?
Maybe that one dude didn't want to have more than one.
Or maybe the husband was like, I don't like the idea of you having all these kids with one person. That's kind of weird. That's like, then it's like,
around.
Yo, it's so disrespectful. It's so crazy.
It does sound like a hot girl summer.
Yeah. Let's
summer. Shawnee, let me help you about the math on this. It can't be one summer.
Five different summers. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, wow. Yo, she needs more wood for the fire.
Yeah, y'all are terrible. It's someone's grandma, bro.
Horrible, you, yes.
Yo, why cheeks fleece. Okay, so here's my thing. Just because it's a grandmother doesn't mean they wasn't out here getting it. There's people
the choice of words.
Exactly.
You're acting like right now listening that got four or five different baby daddies. She will one day become a grandmother.
She'll be old.
Right.
But that won't mean that she was, quote, getting her cheeks fleeced.
What?
We don't know that.
It absolutely means that.
Not necessarily, but it could have been five individual times where it was done simply for procreation. Ebro makes it sound like she was on the pole. You don't know.
Man.
She had cheeks fleeced?
She had to get fleeced.
She had to use the clappers. You know what
the
I'm saying?
Clappers?
Oh, that's crazy.
Let's talk to Mike, Shawnee.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's on the line. Who the F is my family?
Clappers is crazy.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Ebro, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
But my family member, I'm not going to say his name. He's actually my favorite cousin. I grew up with him as kids. He would always get into trouble. And their family later on moved to North Carolina. And he was still getting in trouble. My mom said, yeah, he went back to jail. Come to find out, 20 years later, I was Googling him and found out he's actually on the FBI list.
You.
Oh my God.
I mean,
hey, yo.
It's crazy.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I lived that life, by the way. When I was like 12, I was at my friend's house. I've told this story on the air before. My cousin, his name is Rudolph Henderson. You know, if you care enough, you go look it up. But we sit down and play video games. There's a Newsweek on the coffee table. And the headline is America's 500 Biggest Drug Kingpins. But I saw his face first. I was like, yo, that's my cousin. And before I had read it, and he was on the list of America's most followed, I was like, yeah. Obviously, nobody believes you. You're like, yo, it's my cousin. They're like, no, you're not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It was, yeah.
It was him.
Rudolph Henderson.
Dang.
Wow.
So which story you guys want?
Cast one got a few, I know.
Which one you want?
Which you got? Either one. You pick.
I'm going to give you my favorite one. My great-grandfather, right? So my great-grandfather used to live here, right in Harlem. He was a merchant marine. He went to DR. That's where he met my great-grandmother, right? So they were in a relationship. He was back and forth. She had a kid he did not know by him, right?
So your great-grandmother had a child by your great-grandfather, but your great-grandfather did not know that child because he was a merchant marine.
Yeah,
he was out
was
and about.
It was back in freaking, when was it, 20s, 30s, whenever it was. So my great-grandmother passes away, right? And that's when he finds out that he has a child because her sister, which is where my great-aunt is where my grandmother was staying with, wrote to him and said, hey, by the way, you have a daughter. And he goes, oh, my God, I want to bring her to New York. Send me my daughter. My grandmother, never having met him before, did not want to come. So what did they do? They sent her cousin instead.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
What? What?
A cousin.
They sent her cousin instead because
he
had never met her. They had never met each other, so they didn't know. My grandmother didn't want to go. My aunt was like, well, I'm not going to pass up this opportunity. Somebody's going, and she sent her daughter.
Bro. See, that's what we're talking about.
So you're saying this young lady, which would be your great aunt.
Yes.
Illegally migrated to the United States.
Pretending to be
someone else.
daughter. Exactly. And it took him a year to figure it out.
So she just rolled up like, hi, Dad?
Yep, and she wrote it out for like a year. Then she was like, I can't do this anymore. Confessed
wow. Now, did she end up staying in the U.S., though?
Yeah, she did.
Of course. She waited until them papers was right.
So then she stayed.
Crazy.
Which one do you want? I got a whole bunch.
No, we got to come back next week, Cass. Save one for next week.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
We could do this every week.
Wow,
yo, we didn't even get to Anonymous online, too. Pick up Anonymous real quick before we go to the gurus. Anonymous, good morning. How are you? Who the F is your family?
Yeah, good morning. How you doing, bro? Congratulations on the baby and all that.
Thank you so much.
And all that.
Yo, real quick. Yo, my uncle, man, I love this dude to death, man. He died, like, 2015 on Martin Luther King Day. You know what I'm saying? Kind of find out years later, his son tells me that he was a real piece of crap, man. They found out after he died, he had a whole other family in Brooklyn. When my cousin was younger, this dude used to be trying to sleep with his stepdaughter, all kind of crazy. They wake up in the middle of the night. This dude is laying on the ground. My cousin is getting up to go to the bathroom. He's stepping over a lump on the floor, kind of find out it's his father. That's a whole bitch of mess, man. Like, I really literally call him my piece of crap uncle now. Like,
because you didn't know how disgusting he was.
No, not at all, man. Not at all, man. Real disappointment, man. Dang. This dude used to run around telling everybody, yo, you're beautiful. And had the biggest smile and everything, man. And it turned out he was a whole Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of guy, man.
Damn. But he always treated you good.
Yeah. My mother died when I was a baby. And that was his sister, you know what I'm saying? His sister that he loved. But he always showed his love, man. We thought he was the best dude ever. Kind of funny, he wasn't that type of guy at all, man.
Disgusting.
He was a creep.
Anonymous, thanks for your phone call. Coming up next, the gurus. Juanito says it's Happy Dominican Independence Day. Is that real?
No, that was the 27th.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was close.
He was close, though.
Yeah, because I was about to say, how is that on the 29th, on a leap year? So y'all only celebrate. And how is that?
Yeah, that's important. And by the way, hit Ebro at the button for listening to John.
You know what? Facts. Why would I do that?
John says.
You played yourself.
Why would I do that? 97 minutes commercial free music, Cast One right now. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg, we are here this morning. Rosenberg, isn't there a big wrestling event coming soon?
WrestleMania.
When is that?
WrestleMania would be the first weekend in April.
And where is it?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, that's big.
I'm very excited about it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a weekend of all weekends. It's going down.
It's a great city for it.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of stuff
all together. Like the link is right there, and then they're going to have this WWE World that's going to be there, which is going to be like this incredible interactive experience with the superstore and all kinds of artifacts, live podcasts, meet and greets. It's going to be a
how many podcasts you doing that weekend?
Yeah, I don't know my schedule. I am doing a live show on Thursday, my Cheap Heat Live. Tickets up right now on Eventbrite. We're going to do our little live show. But then I may be doing some podcasts with WWE at WWE World as well. Plus, you got the Hall of Fame Friday night. You got SmackDown. Then there's the NXT Stand and Deliver Saturday. And then two nights of WrestleMania. Then they do Raw on Monday. Now, it's a whole five-day extravaganza.
And how much of this are you supervising?
Oh, well, you know, listen, as a supervisor, I have so many things that I need to do.
Because, you know, you supervise the plantation, so you know what I mean?
You're talking about what Candace Owens said about me earlier. Yeah, I guess I gotta go through. I'll be wearing a pocket protector. I'll have a clipboard, Ebro. I go around checking things off, checking my list twice, actually. It's the kind of guy I am. So
there you go.
Yeah, no supervising, but I am very excited. It's like a shout out to Wale. There's Wale Mania on Thursday night as well.
Yeah.
It's going down. It's going to be a great time.
The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns.
That's right.
Against, what's the guy, Cody? What was his name?
Cody Rhodes. Well, we don't know. Right now, it's Roman versus Cody.
Okay.
We don't know what The Rock's situation is. But The Rock has been challenged by Cody Rhodes. And The Rock will speak on SmackDown tomorrow night. He's actually on three SmackDowns in a row. The next 3 weeks, The Rock is on SmackDown. And last time he was on SmackDown, he was talking absolutely crazy to the people of Salt Lake City. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing what he has to say in Arizona
tomorrow.
What did
he say to the people in Salt Lake City?
You know, this is the greatest moment of your inbred lives. Whoa. You and your 60 children that you're related to
celebrate. Personal. He got personal.
He was loose.
He got very loose. Then he hit someone with a, hey, fatty, don't make me come down there and smack the herpes off your lip. Rocky was
this
out
there. This is what I need right here.
No, this is the Rocky you were waiting for.
This is what I need in my life.
So, yeah, that's... The truth is, it's an incredible time. This is like the hottest WWE has been in probably 20 years. It's on fire right now.
Now, is there real blowback about The Rock being back involved in some way, or is that a real thing? I was seeing some of that on the internet, but I couldn't tell if it was real.
It was at first, but then once The Rock turned on people and became this version of The Rock, everyone is now happy. It's like when people thought he was going to come in and sort of replace Cody as like the main guy everybody loves, that really annoyed people. I mean, honestly, I thought people took it too personally. I was like, hey, guys, Cody's a professional. If The Rock comes back to make some money, Cody will be like, all right, Rocky, welcome back. Let's all make some money. It's cool. But people freaked out. And then The Rock, who was the people's champion, has now turned on everybody. And now everyone's enjoying the hell out of it. So.
That's your WWE update, courtesy of Rosenberg.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was more fun than our earlier conversation.
And you know what you did just now? You supervised that whole thing.
I really did. Thank you for giving me the authority in that moment.
to supervise.
And you know what? I believe that Laura and I are co-supervisors of the gurus.
I think so.
There you go.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shining Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Shiny got Poor Shiny. Shiny. Yo, man. That's crazy.
Wow. That's why Candace Owens came for you, crazy. Really, Rosenberg, is because how you disrespect the black man. You know, she cares about how the black man gets treated out here, Candace Owens.
Yo, this spin is crazy.
Oh, God.
Crazy. All right, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To fight for what's right. Shawnee Byrne.
This is what we do. Let us cleanse the energy.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Zen.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Laura, so many in need. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where Shawnee is the supervisor of the board and sound, which is why we never
clean
get
up.
To hear.
Clean up.
No, which is why we never get to hear I Like Hancock.
That's the title. Oh, I got you.
Well, you know, I bring the Zen and make sure the breathing is right.
Have no fear.
Cast One is here.
Yeah.
He's got Mr. Thick and Hancock.
Ayo.
Ayo.
That's not Zen or.
No.
Cleansing of
y'all like Jay. Oh, no, it's cleansing, all right.
You see? That's why you're not a guru.
Thank you. All right. What was that, Cass?
Y'all like Hancock.
Oh, my God.
See, you're contaminating
the guru
with lies.
With lies.
You know what I'm saying?
You're contaminating the guru.
The low key funniest part of that drop is that for most people that movie is so forgotten. So Shawnee randomly being a fan of it makes it sound that much more random.
Yo,
like we Hancock's remember that it existed, but I couldn't tell you what. Yo, Ebro, that movie might be about John Hancock. I don't know. All right, the Guru D Row in the morning.
The average listener is like, why is Shawnee randomly just saying that?
Go check the movie.
Yeah, you'll like Netflix. The movie. Hey, everyone. I'm hoping you all can give me some advice as I think my situation is serious. I'm a 30-year-old male, and my mother is obsessed with me. Literally. Ever since I got a girlfriend, she has been going crazy. I've been with her 3 years now, and she still hasn't stopped. It's one thing after another. Constantly talking down on her. Talking about her to other people. She's even calling my friends now and trying to get them to turn on me. She says she feels I abandon her and I give my attention to my girl and not her. When I tell you, I try everything. Nice gifts, treating her to dinner every time we go out. I try to make things normal, bring my girl or invite my girl's family. And she's absolutely against it, saying she wants me and her time. And then, when I do, she still acts strange and acts like I'm still 12. Even holidays, she expects me to go all out for her. And if I don't, she's sending me text and sending things like I don't love her. I'm going crazy. It's gotten to the point where we aren't even talking because every time we do talk, it becomes a fight, and she was running my life. She is single, no man, and I'm her only son. Please help, as I miss my mom, but she has lost it, and I think she thinks I'm her man and not her son. I don't want to be alone forever, just to be able to have my mom around.
Yo, this is so... Yo, this dude's dealing with this. For sure.
This is deeper than rap, right?
And I was wondering if he said only son, because I was thinking only child. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know.
We don't. He could have meant only child. He could have meant that.
I'm assuming his only child, too.
Yeah, gotta be the only child.
I don't really have, I'm not a guru, but I'm definitely not. I don't have this experience. I don't even know how to help here, other than y'all need to go see some family therapists or something.
I mean,
Laura, what about the idea if there are other siblings? Or maybe other close family members. Could he get any help from, like, an aunt, the mom's sister, perhaps? Or a sibling of his own, if there's a sister?
I don't feel like he has that help.
I think he would have probably mentioned it. So let's just assume he's an only child, right? I also think, I agree with you, bro. He should talk to her about possibly getting some kind of counseling together. But for some reason, I feel like she's going to be like, I'm out of here. She's not going to do it. But there comes a time where I have to exercise healthy boundaries, even with your parents. Because parents can be toxic, too. And I'm a big fan of that. Because you just lay it on the table. Hey, listen, I love you. I love you. But what you're doing is hurting me. It's hurting my family. And if things don't change, you will not see me.
And it's hurting my future. Well, for him, it's hurting his future, right? He met somebody he really likes. Yep. And he's trying to, and he's into, his future. But that's her biggest fear, right? Her, as a mom, she was not emotionally or mentally prepared for her son to try to start his own life.
Right.
Right.
And so there are parents like they have the thing, the whole empty nest thing. I'm sure you guys have heard of that, where the kids get older and then they move out and then the parents start to bug out because for so long they've had a house full of kids and now there's no kids in the house and they start tripping out and start annoying the hell out of kids.
Right.
Maybe she needs a dog.
Some type of mate. He didn't say that he actually lives like alone, right? Does he live with his mom? Do we know that?
We don't know.
He didn't say.
It doesn't sound like it though, because he said that they don't.
When I come over, when I get together, this is screaming MHE.
What's that?
Mental health eval. Because this may go even beyond.
Yeah.
Honestly, this may go slightly beyond just you. Your mom may be struggling. She may be like going into a tough mental or emotional situation, because this goes well beyond the pale. I've heard of the moms, of course, getting jealous of sons and all those things. We've all heard of those things.
That's right.
But this seems to go beyond the pale, guys. You got to go outside and get some help, bro.
Yeah, this is a lot. But he say he does go visit her sometimes on his own, and that's not enough.
It also sounds like she just doesn't want to be alone. She's sick. She's scared of losing him.
Yeah,
she's scared of losing him because it seems like maybe he was, you know, mom, what do you call it, like mommy's boy?
Mama's boy.
Not but mama's boy. Not him, but maybe the way she looked at him and cared for him. Now she's like, yo, if he leaves, I'm all alone. Like, they said there's no, that she doesn't have a mate. So it sounds like, you know, there's not a big family contingent there. So she's probably like, yo, it's all I got.
Did you just refer to a partner as a mate? I mean, she's not a koala bear. She's not even a mate.
You know, I'm going to the evil school of grandma.
Mom's in the streets.
This
wait,
is a tough situation.
You're not trying to say his mom got her cheeks fleeced, is what you
said. No, I'm saying she needs to have them fleeced.
Oh boy. Oh, mom's needs to get out here and use them clappers.
Wait,
there you go.
Are we going wacky sitcom solution where we secretly set her up with a guy? I love a wacky sitcom solution.
If he doesn't have the outside help and doesn't have the extra family, maybe you can schedule once a month that y'all connect. You know what I'm saying?
But Johnny, that's not doing it because the scheduling time with her, all she does during the time is driving crazy.
Yeah, but you know.
You got to go to therapy. You got to get a professional, see if a professional can help. I don't know how she's going to convince her to do that.
She's open to it, though, because I don't know if she is. But at the end, at least be honest with her about the situation. Look, we're here. I'm trying. Maybe ask her, what is your solution? Can you help me come up with a solution that'll make you happy? And it's not get rid of your girl and just come move back in with me. It's not going to work. I'm a grown-ass man, and I need to live my life. So I just think she needs like a serious, like, yo, just an honest conversation, bro. Listen, if I love you, I want to be part of your life. But if you keep this behavior up, you're going to push me away, and you're never going to see me again.
Yeah, I can't do this.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
Child, and her time is limited, like,
He doesn't want that either.
What if we find out mom's is right about her his girlfriend? Though?
I thought about that, but that doesn't.
It's his life, though. He's a grown man. He's making his own decisions about life.
No, that's facts.
Know?
That's facts.
No, but even so, and this approach would still be so weird. Like, then the letter would have been, "Yo, my mom hates my girl." It shouldn't be she wants to be my girlfriend because that's what it sounds like. Did she used to kiss you on the lips when you were little? What's going on?
All right. Yeah, okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Okay, so hopefully, you know, our advice helps you. Seek some professional help. Hopefully,
were you your mom's Valentine when you were growing up?
Just talk to her. Okay, so say the guru.
Moms be out here like, my son's my Valentine.
Right.
Johnny, yeah. Wrap it up.
Come here and give me a kiss.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No weakness. No weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was cracking.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, you know, this Diddy lawsuit is still the biggest topic, and Meek Mill had a lot to say on social media. We'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Now, one of the things jumping out to me today is, as we come close to the close of the program in the next hour and 15 minutes, we got an extra day in February, which is Black History Month, an extra day.
I know what you're thinking.
Black.
We still didn't get Shiny Culture coming to the table and say, yo, I got fact for the 29th.
I did.
No, he said it earlier. He said it earlier.
I said it too.
Oh, so we should do it.
I was the only one who heard it, but it happened. No, I heard it.
Oh, well, then it's time for Shiny Culture's Black Fact. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
With an extra day on it, man, so you can close out strong.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Let me move some of this stuff around just because.
All right, here you go. Shift it around, move it, flip it and bounce it. You know what I mean?
Good evening, good morning, good night.
That's right, all that stuff.
That's right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Eleanor Bumper. She was 66 years old, remember her?
Eleanor Bumper?
Yeah, she was an older lady. She got shot. Mm. Amadou Diallo.
Yes.
Sean Bell.
Yes.
Eric Garner. Breonna Taylor.
Mm.
Unarmed, innocent, black, murdered by police officers that were hired to protect and serve us.
Mm.
Black History Month likes to remind us of how great we are and how forgotten our genius is, but some of these names will never know what they were capable of.
Mm.
It's our strength, our energy, our spirit. That's what makes the police afraid of us.
Mm.
We violent, right? They shook. Our circumstances have turned some of us into criminals in this system. and innocent people get killed by professionals because of that fear. See, look, I know an athlete that tried to bring attention to the senseless deaths by kneeling in his football uniform during the national anthem. His name is Colin Kaepernick. He got kicked off the team and blackballed from the NFL. A lot of us supported him, but then our unity failed because they gave us something to dance to. Mm. And you know how them black people love to dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Philando Castile, Alton Taylor, George Floyd, Akai Gurley, 14-year-old Tamir Rice. Mm. They keep killing us. Unarmed and African-American. And now black history.
Mm.
Question is, when are the police going to start being held accountable? And when we going to stop dancing? And when we going to realize that as much as they try to erase us, we can never be forgotten? But the thing is, most of us are brainwashed, distracted, and looking for a system that's designed to deceive us, to save us. We need to wake up.
And that's a black.
And that's a black fact.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Wrapping up Black History Month on a leap day.
There you go, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Strong by the way.
Look, wake up.
Yo, on the Eleanor Bumper story, too, if I recall correctly, just, you know, this was in the 80s.
Yeah.
They was trying to evict her out of her house.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't open the door.
Right.
They kicked in the door, NYPD, and shot her twice with a 12-gauge shotgun.
It was a big deal. It was one of the first stories I remember of police brutality and police killing innocent people. I mean, and she was 66.
66 years old. Her family sued the city for $10 million, ended up settling for $200,000.
Yeah, like... Y'all had to, the question was always, you had to kill her? Was that the only, as professionals, is that the only tactic you have in restraining somebody? She's 66 years old.
And we've seen plenty of video to thoroughly show that when the assailant or the individual they're trying to subdue is not black, they use all type of other tactics.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.